Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Lord, we thank you for the revelations you're giving us, Lord, and to prepare us for the things that are coming, and the encouragement, too. Thank you so much, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, we're going to continue with Death Separates the Fleshly from the Spiritual. This will be number 5. And we're going to start out with a revelation given to Timothy Dixon on 5:24-21. And we called the whole revelation from beginning to bottom, Death in the Leftist Capital and Trump's Return. Amen. Good news to most folks. Timothy said, "In my dream, I was walking along the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. And as I was walking, I heard a rattling sound like a rattlesnake. I was questioning in my spirit, what is this that I'm hearing?" Well, nurses have described this as the terminal respiratory secretions, also known as a death rattle. A death rattle is a distinctive sound that a person may make as they are coming to the end of their life and may no longer be able to swallow or cough effectively enough to clear their saliva. Timothy said, "I felt such trouble in my heart as I walked around the area. In my dream, the big bridge crossing the river was not there. It was gone." This could represent the broad way out. Man's way out of this death is not available to most. "I was walking on the shore, and to my right, which would be south, would have been where the Lincoln Memorial and the mall entrance would be, and they were both gone." I believe this could mean that the forefathers' ways and leadership are not being remembered. It was a memorial, and it wasn't there. I continued walking, and as I got into the city limits of D.C., I crossed the Potomac River, and I started walking across the National Mall. There I saw a man sitting and looking up towards the Capitol building. He had long gray hair, and he resembled an ancient Native American Indian. And I believe that he could represent here the original owners of this land, which were taken away from them, by legalized crime, basically. In parallel, the Lord gave this land to our forefathers, who gave us the Constitution and a more moral system of governance. But it was stolen by the deep state Satanist criminals. Even the churches were stolen by the corrupt bunch of spiritual criminals who do not pattern themselves after Scripture. "I knew," Timothy said, "that he was a prophet in his time. His back was to me, and he asked me, 'Can you hear? Can you hear the death rattles?'" Unquote. This question caught me off guard because I didn't know what to think. I didn't understand what was going on. And I asked this native prophet, "Excuse me, what are you saying? Is there judgment here in D.C. in Washington?" He said, quote, "You can hear," unquote. Notice it changed from "can you hear" to "you can hear." Well, my thought is that you can hear the death rattles prophesying the death of a criminal government. And when he said this, I remember it stuck out to me. He was telling me something that I had already heard before. I had heard the death rattles before. And he said, quote, "You can hear the death rattles. The Great Spirit has come down," unquote. This means a judgment from God, right? The Lord is coming to judge the Edomites who factioned against their own brethren in government and in church. Deb Horton got this word in our morning prayer meeting, Isaiah 63, 1 through 4. "Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah?" Bozrah means sheepfold, by the way. "This that is glorious in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine vat? I have trodden," the Lord speaking here, obviously, "I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the peoples there was no man with me." In other words, he is the one totally in charge of this. "Yea, I trod them in mine anger and trampled them in my wrath, and their life blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my raiment. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come." In other words, God's going to redeem his people from this criminal deep state government. That is, his righteous people. Apostates will suffer and die at the hands of this bunch. And Timothy said, "This confused me. I wanted to know if we worship the same God." I asked him, quote, "Do you mean the Spirit of God?" unquote. And he answered and said, quote, "He's the only great spirit," unquote. In my dream, I didn't understand why it was a Native American sitting there. He was so focused on the death rattles. I could hear the sound of the death rattles all through the city, and I could feel an angelic spirit amidst the judgment that was all around us. Well, I think I explained to you why there was symbolized there a Native American, right? I could feel the reverence and power of the hands of God, the angels of death and of judgment. I could hear the sound all through the city, and it was all around us. And I sensed this Indian recognized the power that was there because it had been part of his culture. It was as if he had wisdom about our current time because he experienced something similar long ago. He was a very wise-looking man. Well, our early wise men have been ignored too. And there's been a great falling away in America from that original government because of a criminal, a usurping of authority by the deep state government. I knew this native prophet, which is the only way I know to describe him, was a man that could sense the strong presence of and had an understanding of what he called, quote, the Great Spirit, and what I called the Alpha and the Omega, the Almighty God. So, the American Indians have an understanding, Timothy said, of faith that is true and spiritual, but they don't explain it like we do in our English language, and sometimes it can be confusing to the listener. They do not explain things like the American or English preachers do. And this prophet was totally out of place, standing in my current time, but I knew he was something from an ancient time. This man represented the voice of the prophets. By the way, which is who our early fathers were. You know, they spoke to us. Our early prophets spoke to us. And his message was that judgment by death has come instantly and run throughout the land. Yes, it is. And we do know that the vaccines are the plague, the larger plague that we were told was coming. And we'll talk about it several times here today. Judgment has come against the wicked, but not against God's true people. It's for all the politicians who chose evil in various multiple states. I knew supernaturally that this Native American was a messenger of the Lord in my dream. I sensed that the judgment that's been placed on America, especially on Washington, D.C., is because of what was done to the Native prophets on American soil. It began with them being forced to leave their traditions and their faith and their land. Sickness and disease came upon them, and many died. Yeah, you know, the leadership of the early settlers provided the American Indians with blankets purposely infested with smallpox in order to cull the native population so that they could confiscate their land and kill them off as a people. There are not a naysayers on this on the left, but I don't believe a one of them. This is something that has been proven. He was speaking to the Great Spirit of God in my dream as he was sitting there in a portal of time. He was saying, quote, they did this to us, and now they're doing it to you. Now that's a pretty good prophetic statement of what I just said is true. They killed these people by a plague that they designed to take them out, and now they're doing the same. So, in other words, the deep state are spreading plague, especially through the vaccines, to depopulate us by the Lord. But the Lord is using it to depopulate them. And what I'm saying is, it's true, they're going to take out a lot of apostate Christians, but also the Lord's going to turn it on them. I could see that they had already once done this to the American Indian people to steal the land, and that is why he was sitting there at this gateway, this portal of time. He was saying, they did this to us, and now they're going to do it to you again. Yes, that's true. I needed to confirm what he meant, so I asked, quote, so you mean death is on the politicians in D.C.? He said, yes. The Great Spirit has brought death rattles. I then saw a darkness that the physical eye could not see. It began to move like a dark cloud. That's probably the plague. The Native American was sitting on a sidewalk at a gated area just off the street that led to the White House. And the Capitol building towards those same steps that have been in many of my dreams. He asked again, "Do you hear the death rattles?" And it was established in my spirit in the dream that we were talking about the same God. There was no mistake that this man was an ancient American prophet of God from of old. He had come through time in a vision through a dream to speak to me. I had a supernatural revelation that the evil spirit that had motivated the politicians in this Capitol building to attack our freedom was the same spirit that took out the tribes who worshiped the Great Spirit. The same evil spirit that stomped them out to take away their freedom and blamed it on something else was the same spirit. The same evil spirit is the satanic Baal god that the Lord recently called a Dagon spirit, a god of the Philistines. Well, my thought is that the deep state are learning that the Christians' God is stronger than theirs, so they desire to kill the Christians. In this context, kind of points that out. 1 Samuel 5:2. We're going to go through 7. And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. Let me say that the God who rules over the deep state is finding out that they have no power against a spirit-filled people of God. The witches rose up several times to try to take Trump down and curse him, and it was all a failure because the people of the real God stood up and prayed and believed God. Going on, and they took Dagon and set him in his place again. Let's try it again, okay? And when they arose early on the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord, and the head of Dagon and both of the palms of his hands lay cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. And then down in verse 7, and when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, "The ark of the God of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon our God." You would think that they would have enough sense to say and understand that Israel's God is God. But they were so demon-possessed that they stuck with their God, who couldn't stand up to Israel's God or the church's God today. Timothy said, "It's here. The death rattles are hitting the Capitol. And judgment has been coming for years. It has now hit the city, says the Lord of hosts." As the dream was ending, I saw the darkness in the spirit that you couldn't see with your eyes, moving among the death rattles through D.C., moving to the political arena. So God is, once again, we're finding out what he has told us a long time ago, is that he was going to use their own plague on them. It was not just the Washington, D.C. area. It also had an authority in the Portland, Oregon area. Yes, that's true, a totally liberal area. It also, by the way, has taken out quite a few in Hollywood. Yeah. People started having problems and instantly passed away. Judgment had hit the political arena. It reminded me of the death angel in Exodus that came to claim the firstborn of the Egyptian people. But, of course, God's people were under the blood of the Lamb, and it passed over them. People literally began falling over dead. Some fell over their desks inside the Capitol. And the Capitol here doesn't represent the building anymore. It represents the leadership of America. I knew in my spirit that President Trump is going to come back just as the children were delivered at the Red Sea. We will be delivered. Amen. The Red Sea took down Pharaoh's army. And by the way, the Trump leadership through the military is now taking down Pharaoh's army again. And they're doing it in many lands besides the United States. Many lands. And it will be known soon what I say. This next one is, we called it, the first of many deaths are coming. 350 million. Liberty, from Spirit Move Ministry, received this prophecy on 5/17/21. And here's Eve's note about this prophecy. I asked the Lord if we should share this word and dream with the brethren of UBM and receive by faith at random Lamentations 2 and 13. My finger was on the phrase, I testify unto thee. I would say that that means that this is a testimony unto us, this revelation. And my thought here is that this text that was given to Eve as a confirmation is a lamentation over the fallen leadership of God's people, apostate Jerusalem, which also led the body astray and their destruction at the hands of deep state Babylon. Okay, Lamentations 2:13, we're going to read 11 through 17 in context. Mine eyes do fail with tears, my heart is troubled, my liver is poured out upon the earth because of the destruction of the daughter of my people. Because the young children and the sucklings swoon in the streets of the city, they say to their mothers, where is grain and wine? When they swoon as the wounded in the streets of the city, when their soul is poured out into their mother's bosom, what shall I testify unto thee? That's where her finger was. I testify unto thee. What shall I liken to thee, O daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I compare to thee, that I may comfort thee, O virgin daughter of Zion? For thy breach is great like the sea. Who can heal thee? And this revelation against the apostate leadership and people of that time is a prophecy of the same thing in our time. Thy prophets have seen for thee false and foolish visions. Yes, peace and prosperity. And also, they're so happy with the Trump movement to take down the enemies. But they don't know. Judgment begins at the house of the Lord. And they have not uncovered thine iniquity to bring back thy captivity, but have seen for these false oracles and causes of banishment. Yeah, the even so many of the New Age people who have joined with God's people for this particular thing have seen nothing but peace and prosperity in the future, but they're all false. All that pass by clap their hands at thee. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, Is this the city that men called the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? All thine enemies have opened their mouth wide against thee. They hiss and gnash the teeth. They say, We have swallowed her up. And even today, folks, they feel like they're swallowing up Christianity, but they're not. It's not Christianity. That's why it's being swallowed up. Certainly, this is the day that we looked for. We have found and we have seen it. The Lord hath done that which he purposed. He hath fulfilled his word that he commanded in the days of old. Here we are reading it, right? He hath thrown down and hath not pitied, and he hath caused the enemy to rejoice over thee. He hath exalted the horn of thine adversaries. And the adversaries thought that they had conquered real Jerusalem. But actually they were only conquering apostate Jerusalem. And today they're celebrating over what they think is Christianity, but is not. And that's why they've been given authority over it. And Eve went on to say, We're only sharing this portion from the YouTube video because that's all the Lord wanted for us to hear and understand. Okay, this is Liberty's prophetic word from the Lord. Quote, The first of many deaths are coming. More is on the way. More death and destruction as I prepare to do a mighty work on the earth. Many deaths are coming. These will be physical deaths and spiritual deaths, in parentheses she has written there. There are many deaths coming in all different forms as my manifested glory goes forward. This will be a side effect of the kingdom of God rising and the kingdom of darkness falling. Well, he's pointing out the fall of the apostate people of God. That's the kingdom of darkness. It's a part of the dragon that wants to devour the true people of God whenever the prophets speak today. There is a death coming, but many more are coming behind it. There's things I will be allowing on the earth to bring my people closer to me and to woo the unsaved into my presence. And I believe he's talking about the unsaved among God's people. Multitudes of people who think that they're saved, but they've been saved to a religion and not to the truth of God's word. The unsaved will literally have nowhere to turn but to the light of Christ. As I am preparing the earth for the final outpouring, hearts will come in droves looking for help, deliverance, and hope in the midst of despair. Yes, it will spur a strong revival of people turning to the Lord and repenting because the Lord has turned them over to this deep state plague and, of course, the anarchists who rise up because of Trump's return. Those two. And this will make a way for a continual draining of the swamp in these days. There are times I have to allow despair to woo people in. It is not a terrible thing. It's a beautiful thing. Some people can only be brought up out of the pit this way. They will not receive me without there being many spiritual and physical deaths. This is true. God uses the wicked as a demonstration to the righteous of his anger against apostasy and foolishness and that which is not his kingdom. And so she goes on, the body of Christ must be ready to receive these souls. They must be ready to manifest the presence, because the presence is what's going to woo them in. My presence is where perfect love is and perfect hope. They will need this perfect love and this perfect hope. It will be our job to bring it in, to build it, and to release it, she says in parentheses. This is what I am preparing the body of Christ for. A death is coming and many more. Then he reminded me and he said, remember the dream I gave you last August, the one with the death count. And I said, yes, I do. And the Lord said, this is what that dream was about. And now she says, you better pay attention. Because he said, I'm real. The Bible is real. Hell and heaven are real. But in the midst of this word, there is so much hope, because the Lord is saying, although these things must take place, it's for my purpose and my kingdom, unquote. So we have to know in our hearts that there's going to be so much fruit from the despair and the destruction. Amen. Amen. I had asked the Lord back in August of 2020, when the death count was reported as rising from COVID-19. What's happening here? How many are going to die in the midst of this? Then the Lord gave me this dream. In the dream, there was a Rolodex right in front of me. And as I was looking at it, the Rolodex read 2.5 million. In my heart, in the dream, I knew what he was saying. 2.5 million deaths. But then something was happening in the spirit. Something was changing. I don't know what all was going on in the midst of it, but it flipped, and the Rolodex flipped to 3.5 million. And I was like, oh dear, oh dear God. Then it flipped once more, and it landed on a final number which read 350 million people. Boom. Well, my thought here is, it hasn't been stated, so I'm going to say this, that this could be deaths worldwide from the vaccines, plague, or it could include the deaths from the result of the war between the deep state and the allies. It's going on right now, rather quietly, but people are dying. So I said, it could. I don't know this for sure. It could be talking about only the plague from the vaccines, which, by the way, is being pushed on people around the world from a very wicked people, forcing people to take it illegally and so on, even to keep their jobs, which, you know, you really shouldn't do it to keep your job, because God can provide if a person has faith. So I got up, and I knew what he told me. I knew what he was saying, and I sat down with him, and I wrote it down, and I said, Lord, this can't be real. Is this what you're telling me? Is this an answer to my question? And he said, yes. And I said, God, how is that even plausible? And at the time, he did not answer me, but he let me know there would be 350 million deaths. Well, this is probably a worldwide death count, and it could be coming quickly as more and more people are taking the jab, and the passing months bring the count up geometrically, because it was designed to kill after a number of months and not immediately, because that would bring discredit, of course, and is bringing discredit to the inoculation itself. People are figuring out, wait a minute, how is this killing so many people? But let me say, they designed it to kill people after a few months, or a month or months, you know. So we're going to see a geometric proportional increase to this death. Okay, next I'm going to share a revelation given to Mariana Payne on 5/29/21. And we called it, The Winged Destroyer Brings Judgment and Death. Okay, in this dream, I was in a car with three other people that I have never met before. The road that we were on continued straight down the center of a city. Big tall buildings were on each side of the road that we were on. The city, this is my statement, the city represents Babylonish religion, which we are commanded to come out of and to be separate from. The bride and those with her are traveling on a straight highway of holiness road. And Proverbs 21 and 8 in the New Living Translation was given here. The guilty walk a crooked path, the innocent travel a straight road. Amen. So, then all of a sudden, out of the horizon, high in the left side of the sky, we saw a red dot blazing as it was descending. The dot became large like an asteroid or meteorite. It was a big ball of fire that had a large tail, and it was falling towards the right side of the city, this apostate city. Well, we know that judgment is in the hand of the Lord, and this judgment is coming out of heaven, and he sets the wicked goats on his left, you know, but he uses them to judge those in rebellion on the right. So therefore, it's coming out of the left and to the right. His judgment will fall on the apostate church who think they are in right standing with God because of their religious traditions. But God will use the deep state Babylon to judge the apostate church first and bring his elect out from among the harlot religions of Babylon. 1 Peter 4:17-18 says, For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begin first at us, Peter said, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? In other words, how bad is it going to be on them? You'll notice that the greater judgment on the wicked will come after they bring the saints to their cross. It was about to crash onto the earth, but it changed its trajectory and was now aimed straight towards us. So you know it's not a physical fireball. It is a judgment out of heaven from God, aimed to fall right on top of us in the car. The asteroid crashed a couple of miles in front of us, which means, of course, that the bride escaped the destruction. The crater exploded in fire, and a wave of fire bellowed out from it, and the earth quaked from the impact. The entire city lost power, and the windows in the buildings blew out, and the sky darkened as if it was now nighttime. Well, spiritually speaking, the harlot church in Babylon will lose power when God's judgment falls, and spiritual darkness covers the earth. There will be a mass exodus of God's elect fleeing the darkness of apostasy through the great revival and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that God is sending at the same time His judgments begin. They will come out of the darkness to the light of the man-child and bride ministries. Isaiah 61-5. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And nations shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see, they all gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar. Thy daughters shall be carried in the arms. And they're coming to what? Not apostate Jerusalem, spiritual heavenly Jerusalem, which is the bride with the man-child at the head, just like in history. The type and the shadow is proven by David, Jerusalem being over the rest of the people of God. But now they're coming back to their true leadership. Then thou shalt see and be radiant, thy heart shall thrill and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned unto thee. The wealth of the nations shall come unto thee. The smoke settled and the fire subsided. Then out of the crater of the asteroid crawled a four-legged creature. This is the one guilty of bringing the judgment, right? It was a yellow or tan lion with a large mane. It had two huge wings like an eagle coming out from its belly, and had long pointed horns on each side of its face, and a snout like a bull. Its entire body was glowing in flames and stood about 10 feet tall. And we know 10 is the number of law and of judgment. So here it comes, the lion with eagle's wings to bring judgment. The ground was smoldering beneath it. Its eyes were fiery red, and it looked right at us. So you think, and even the administration thinks, that this beast is conquered. But not so. We haven't seen the end of this. The ground was smoldering beneath it. Its eyes were fiery red, and it looked right at us. And this is, of course, the Babylonish beast who hates traditional Christianity and will devour it, as Revelation 17 says. Then it started to run towards us, and as it passed buildings, everything would become consumed in its fires and be destroyed. Well, I think the buildings of Christianity are yet to be burned. And I believe that Trump's reinstatement is going to start this uprising of the deep state through their anarchists of different kinds against the country. And as you know, the anarchists, they burn their own houses, their own buildings, you know, everything of their own city, for goodness sake. And they don't care about the people. The fact that they kill the people of America lets you know they have no care for you. They are rebels. Daniel 7, 2 through 10. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven break forth upon the great sea, and the four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. There it is. And this was Babylon, representing at this time deep state Babylon. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand upon 2 feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like unto a bear, and this was the Medo-Persian bear, with Cyrus at its head, who is typed by President Trump, who will conquer deep state Babylon. But not until they have chastened the people of God. And it was raised up on one side, and 3 ribs were in its mouth between its teeth. And they said thus to it, Arise and devour much flesh. The driver of the car drove us off towards the right side of the city. The creature was stopping at each building and devouring everyone it could find. We were able to get some distance between us and the creature. So we see that the deep state beast will be able to devour everyone it finds. That is, all those who don't have the Psalm 91 protection of being hidden beneath the shadow of Father's wings through sanctification and faith in the promises of God. We arrived at a small, older-looking house. It was the only house in the entire city that had its lights on. An elderly woman was sitting at the door and beckoned for us to come in. Well, this elderly woman, I believe, represents wisdom, whose house the bride lives in, and soon those fleeing deep state Babylon will seek out. Amen. Her house is small and old because she represents the ancient paths that only a small remnant throughout history have followed. Proverbs 8, 1 through 12. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? On the top of high places by the way, where the paths meet, she standeth. Besides the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors, she crieth aloud. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand prudence, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things, for my mouth shall utter truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared unto it. I, wisdom, have made prudence my dwelling, and find out knowledge and discretion. You know, in times of destruction, wisdom is more valuable than silver and gold. Many people are out there slaving away to make a living, and they have forgotten God and His wisdom. And this wisdom is what is going to preserve people through these times to come. And they're slaving away, working hard, providing for their family, and getting things that gain their interest. But they've lost the interest of wisdom. Wisdom is only found in the Bible. Okay, going on. The three other people and myself walked into the house, and it was then that I realized that I was with my youngest son, Isaiah. Well, people show up in revelations like this, and many times their name means something. Isaiah here was 4 years old, and Isaiah means God is salvation. So the bride is the one who knows and is taking salvation with her. She has wisdom. She lives in the house of wisdom. Well, we know that Isaiah was a wise man who brought salvation to those who had ears to hear. Many people are too busy. The parables of Jesus point out that his people were too busy taking care of their livestock, marrying wives, so on and so forth, to come and partake of his supper. And for that, he rejected them, and he called other people who found wisdom valuable. Isaiah 33:5-6. The Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with justice and righteousness. And there shall be stability in thy times, abundance of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. And the fear of the Lord is thy treasure. Again, speaking to the bride who is seeking out wisdom in the house of wisdom. Isaiah and I walked around the inside of the house, and I thought that I wanted to seek shelter in the innermost part of the house. We walked through the kitchen and past the bathroom and through the hallway. We entered a bedroom, and I sat on the floor just past the doorway and next to the bed. Although the house had power, the lights were off in this room. And as we'll see, this is because it is a time for rest in the promises under the shadow of God's wings. I had my son sit in my lap as I prayed. I started praying in English and then began praying in tongues. Soon my prayer in tongues turned into a more fervent prayer and became louder. Well, the bride intercedes for the rest of the people of God, just as Queen Esther did before King Ahasuerus. And at this point, I realized that the room was dark because someone was sleeping in the king-sized bed, beside where I was sitting on the floor. I had noticed him laying there, but as I was praying in tongues, he started to pray in tongues also, even though he was still sleeping. Well, we know that Jesus is the arm of the Lord, and this text speaks about that, Isaiah 51 and 9. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the days of old, the generations of ancient times. Is it not thou that didst cut Rahab in pieces and didst pierce the monster, which was the dragon in the depths of the sea, right? He prayed in tongues, and then he said in English, the destroyer. And then he prayed something more in tongues, and then said in English, earthquake. And then he prayed once again in tongues, and he said something else in English, but I can't remember it now. Well, when the Lord comes in his man-child body, it will be the time of great earthquakes. A Passover from the destroyer. And we know that's from Exodus, and the destroyer sought to destroy all of the people, but the people of God had a safe place in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty. And they had the blood on their doorposts, meaning they were walking in and out under the blood of Jesus. It was the blood of the Lamb who was sacrificed so that they could escape the destroyer. Psalm 7, 6 through 13. Arise, O Lord. This is the one arising in the bed, right? In thine anger, lift up thyself against the rage of mine adversaries, and awake for me. Thou hast commanded judgment, and let the congregation of the peoples compass thee about. Over them return thou on high. Lord, minister judgment to the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish thou the righteous. For the righteous God trieth the minds and the hearts. My shield is with God, who saveth the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, yea, a God that hath indignation every day. If a man turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He maketh his arrows fiery shafts. Then he rolled over and sat up from the bed and looked straight at me, right into my eyes. He was a Middle Eastern looking man with brown skin and dark hair. He was in his 30s, and I know that this was Jesus. His eyes were encompassing and filled me with peace. Then he laid back down and went to sleep. Well, we know that Jesus in the man-child is currently at rest, but he will arise soon in anointing to bring new life and revival to his elect and judgment to the wicked. There were also four children that were also sleeping near the bed, and all four children got up to see what was happening outside. And I motioned for them to keep quiet as they left the room. And when they opened the bedroom door, I could see outside as if through their eyes. The glowing creature was sitting outside the house waiting for anyone to come out in order to devour them. Well, if you remember, anyone who is without the Passover protection of the blood of the Lamb, if they leave the house on which the blood is, God commanded them in Exodus 17 and 22. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it into the blood, that's the blood of the lamb that was slain, so that they could escape this judgment. And dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts, that's where the blood would be put, with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. So it's the house with the blood on it that you're safe in, right? And he told them, don't go out of the house until morning. So the beast here is, of course, waiting for them to come out of the house to destroy them. Then I was somehow transported to another location. I was in a tall building that had 14 stories. The foundation has already been laid, which is Christ, and then the early apostles, etc. Inside this building, I knew that Dave Nelson and I were looking for other people to bring back with us to Jesus' house. Amen. And Dave here represents the David Manchild Reformers. And Isaac, her husband, said this, I believe the 14th floor represents that we are the last 14th generation after Christ and his spiritual seed mentioned in Matthew chapter 1, genealogy. In Matthew 1 and 17, we're told, so all the generations from Abraham unto David are 14 generations, and from David unto the carrying away to Babylon were 14 generations, and from the carrying away unto Babylon unto the Christ, 14 generations. The only thing is, when you count the generations that were just mentioned, there were 14, 14, and 13 unto the Christ. We are the 42nd generation. As David Eales' book explains, that is actually 14, 14, and 13 generations mentioned. And the 14th generation is said here to be Christ. So, you know, it's probably not Christ, it's his body. And it is the body of Christ in our day that is the 42nd generation. And the 14th generation said here to be Christ and is the body of Christ in our day. So what has been shall be. That's the name of the book he might have seen this in. What has been shall be. The man-child returns. Talks about this on page 22 through 29. Psalm 22 and 30. A seed shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord unto the next generation. in Psalm 89, 3 and 4. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to David, my servant, and I will establish your seed forever and build up your throne to all generations. Amen. So while on the 14th floor, she said, I was with two other people that I have never met in real life. We were hiding and waiting in a bathroom. The two other people were in the corner behind me, and I was praying with them. And Dave Nelson rushed into the bathroom, and crystal clear water began to pour out of his mouth. It propelled at least 3 feet out and was at a high velocity and of long duration. When Dave spoke, he said, the destroyer cannot be everywhere at once. While it is in the basement, let's get out. And Isaac wrote here, I think that Dave Nelson represents the Davidic man-child ministry. Amen. The man-child ministers will deliver the pure water of the Word to the elect people of God once the anointing has come, and they will give guidance to the people and guidance to cause them to avoid destruction. Wisdom of God. And then she said, Dave Nelson led me to and the two other people out of the 14th floor and down towards the road to his vehicle. The floor level of the building was an outdoor store, a store that sells camping, hunting, fishing, and sports items. And this could represent a wilderness period for the people, which is just ahead, when people will be in need. And we're not far from the tribulation, too, so this may come before that. The entire store was in disarray. Shelves were pushed over and items had been looted. There were still some strangers looting as we walked through. One of the people that was talking with us asked if he needed to grab a sleeping bag or a lantern or something. And Dave said, no, God will provide. Well, in the wilderness, God will provide the needs of his people supernaturally, just as he did in Israel's wilderness. But I believe we're about to have a wilderness before the tribulation wilderness. So that's why I've said what I said here. We walked out of the store and saw that Dave's vehicle was a salvaged, pieced-together car with parts that didn't look like they could go together, much less run. The vehicle had a sedan front and a shopping buggy basket as a trunk. Well, God can choose the weak things of the world to show his power to save and provide. He can make a car like that run, and he can make a life like that run. Amen. I then noticed that a young teenage boy was with us. It was my Isaiah. He had matured into a young man overnight, and I only recognized his necklace that he always wears. The outside buildings were frosted over, and I said to Isaiah that he should wrap himself with a blanket for our car ride back to Jesus' house. Well, okay, so we know we've had dreams about the man-child maturing very quickly. And at the end time revival, etc. And now we see that the buildings were frosted over, sounding like they didn't have heat, and so on, which we have heard power is going to be lost for a while. Okay, this next revelation was given to Bill Steenland on 11-22-20. And we called it Biden Voters Lose Their Minds. Yes. In my dream, a Democrat was telling me about what they have seen at their parties. She was very distraught and confused because the people in the Joe Biden party, quote unquote, were being decapitated by an angel. We've seen this happen to the faction. As I read on, you'll understand. She was put off that the people were still alive, but with no heads. I think it means they have no power to rationalize or to think. Yes, this happens to the faction spirits when they enter into people. We call them the stupid spirits. As thus far, the left party has factioned against the right wing and Christians and lost their brains, so God speaks of the Edomites who factioned against their chosen brother Israel and lost all wisdom. Both David and the nations conquered them, and so it will be. Jeremiah 49:7-8. Of Edom, thus saith the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? Flee ye, turn back, dwell in the depths, O inhabitant of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau, he is the father of the Edomites, right, upon him, the time that I shall visit him. Oh, a visitation of the Lord. We already noticed about the coming of the Lord in the man-child, and it's going to happen. Verse 10, but I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places. He shall not be able to hide himself. It is so true, the Edomites among the faction that has warred against us. We know everything they're doing. We have dreams and visions and prophecies about everything they're doing. We know who's plotting with who and what they're plotting to do. So, his seed is destroyed, that is, Esau's, and his brethren and his neighbors, and he is not. For I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, that Bozrah shall become an astonishment. That's the sheepfold, Bozrah's sheepfold, of those that call themselves Christians, and they are not. Shall become an astonishment, a reproach, a waste, and a curse. And all the cities thereof shall be perpetual wastes. I have heard tidings from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the nations, saying, gather yourselves together and come against her, and rise up to the battle. Well, God's going to raise up the beast against the faction. I think this also means she says, that these people are going to lose it or lose their heads when the courts rule in favor of President Trump on the vote cheating that they have done. I also can't help but think it's a form of reprobation similar to the mark or ultimate judgment. These are the people who have been taking in faction and witchcraft against President Trump, America, and the Christians for four straight years, so I'm not surprised. Well, amen. And that was Bill Steenland's revelation. And here's one given to Vanessa Weeks on 3/2/21. It's almost Trump time, we called it. Time being examined here. I dreamed a few of us here were sitting in a circle at the Shaw's. Michael, meaning who is like God. Soon after that, Time magazine would have Trump on the cover with a story, and it will be very important. Well, we've heard of the Durham report coming out soon, and actually much other declassification is coming out now. And this would be a timely declassification before Trump is reinstated as President of the United States. However, Trump could be reinstated before the Durham report. I just don't know. And also, after the election audit, results in the swing states are revealed. And I believe this is going to cause the military to put Trump in and take Biden out. In the dream, Vanessa said, I saw that it would be a large magazine like Look magazine. Some of you, that's too far back for some of you, but she remembered it from her childhood, and I do too. And Barry, her husband, said the magazine was Time magazine, but it was in a large format like Look magazine. I remember Look magazine was a great big magazine, like 11 by 14, he says here. Look magazine stopped publication in 1971, so maybe this hints at a return to how life was in the past. Well, Trump's second administration, or time in office, will be much greater than his first term. And God is using him to reform governments around the world. And by the way, I think Sue Gilbert had a dream about Trump giving out timepieces. And we took from that that God, through him, is going to give the church time to rebuild the kingdom before the beast makes war against the saints. Time magazine now is very left-leaning, so this would be a miracle. Well, I remember a prophecy which said that the Lord was going to make the media say what he wanted them to say. And I believe that this is going to come to force over the emergency broadcast system and the military, broadcasting over the heads of the mainstream media, taking down their satellites during the 10 days of darkness, which I believe they've already taken down one satellite. and this is for a purpose of taking down the deep state's mainstream media. Q says, dark to light. When the lights come back on, we will have a free and independent media temporarily run by the military, at least for a while. I asked, why is it so important? And I received by faith at random Isaiah 1 and 7 in context 7 through 9. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Once again, I believe we'll see cities burning, churches burning. And your land, strangers devour it. They are strangers. They don't belong here. In your presence, and it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a booth in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city, meaning this will escape this judgment. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom. We should have been as like unto Gomorrah. Well, this is so neat because here's another awesome parallel between President Trump and the Man-Child Ministries, who are basically president, because they are going to be the leadership of God's people. And by the way, President Trump would not exist without God's people's prayers over him, which is over the world. So, and the Man-Child Ministries, I will explain to those new people coming in that this is Jesus manifested in them by the Word and the Spirit. These are a ministry of reformers. So now we're going to see, and we've had revelations of the Man-Child Ministry being presidents of the United States. And that is because, you know, as Daniel and Joseph led those countries in their time, so it will be in this time. They represented the Man-Child Ministry in their time. So we call this revelation, it's almost David's time. Just like the last revelation, it's almost Trump's time. And Eve Brass got this on 6/29/16. I knew I had to hurry because Kurt was having a going away party at his house because he and David were going somewhere, and I didn't want to be late for the occasion. And she puts the name Curtis means wise counsel. Amen. And through the wise counsel of the word, the Davids are led to their spiritual death and ultimately to their resurrection to the throne. We have to lose our life to gain our life, right? Okay, when I got to the party, Kurt had it all set up in his library. Kurt, as a type of wisdom here, had a very expensive, large house. And his library had upscale wood paneling with many shelves full of books. Colossians 2:2-3 says, that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, that they may know the mystery of God, even Christ. Now, who is Christ? Well, the next verse tells us, in whom are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden. You see why you need to read your New Testament? wisdom and knowledge will provide a safe escape for God's people, but they're too busy, just like Jesus' parables pointed out. Proverbs 9:1 says, "Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars, which are the seven attributes of Christ," mentioned in Scripture. "She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table." Matthew 7:24 says, "Everyone therefore that heareth these words of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock." So he went on to say that the people who didn't hear his words and do them were like people who built their house on the sand. And of course, the winds came against it, and the house fell, and great was the fall of the house. Because we're talking about an eternal fall here. You people out there who are too busy in the ways of the world, trying to keep up with the Joneses, and distracted from the important things and the wisdom of God, the words of Jesus Christ, you're going to find out you're going to miss it. Like the people did in Jesus' parables, who were too busy to come to the marriage feast and feast on the bread and the wine of the life and nature of Jesus Christ, the Word of God. It wasn't a party with a bunch of food. It was just like our regular weekly local UBM meetings on Mondays and Fridays. Only it was a special celebration for their departure. Amen. It is a great celebration. And when I got there, the praise and worship was just ending. And as the last notes were played, I sat down on the floor to the right side of the library in front of Kurt. He was seated on the stool with his feet firmly planted on the floor, meaning rooted and grounded on the firm foundation of Christ, and his two hands rested up on top of his knees. In other words, not trusting in the arm of the flesh, right? As I turned and looked at him, his face was red and he was teary-eyed as he watched David step up to the podium to teach us and to give his farewell address. And this, of course, is representing the passing away of the self-life of the David man-child body. Oh, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And when he started his farewell speech, he intermittently extolled all of Kurt's strengths and his dedication and how we've all benefited from his service to us. And of course, this is meaning that this is true of Kurt and of what he represents. Wisdom. Seek wisdom. Seek wise counsel. Wise counsel is the tree of life. Proverbs 3:18. She, that is wisdom, is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. Yes, you need the wisdom of God more than you need the things of this world. I looked back at Kurt and I knew that this was hard on him. I then looked at all the books behind him on the shelves and wondered how he was going to pack them and to take them with them. Well, we know that they're in his heart, the library in his heart, so it won't be hard. And if we put the Word of God in our heart, we will have the wisdom of God to go where we need to go. Kurt, in the last years of his life, began to listen to the Word of God constantly, constantly, on MP3 with buds in his ears. And he got distracted from everything. He grew so much during the final days of his life, the final years of his life, because he listened constantly to the Word of God. The faction people that got around him were kind of miffed at him because they don't respect the Word of God. And they didn't like that about him. And then I turned back towards David, who was still speaking, and noticed that Kurt had the whole opposite wall of the library dedicated to his Time magazine collection. Each magazine was on its own little shelf and was in a clear plastic protector. In other words, it was very valuable to him. The wisdom gained over time is cumulative and valuable, bringing us all through the experience of losing our life to gain our higher life in Christ. This cumulative effect lets you know that you should be in the Word every day. Like the Israelites who ate the manna every day so that God would prove them to see if they would be obedient. Well, that manna, Jesus said, was himself, and he is the Word of God. Every day they had to eat their day's manna, or else it spoiled. If you missed your manna today of studying the Word of God, especially the New Testament, today, you will never get that again. You missed it. This is a cumulative effect upon your life. This is why you should be studying the Word of God every day. It brings us all through this of what Jesus called losing your life in order to gain your life. And he's talking about losing your old flesh man, your old fleshly life, and growing up in God. I saw that the latest copy, in other words, in the last time, in the center of the display, had a Andy Warhol style picture on the cover of David Eales looking upward. So I was on the cover of Time magazine. Well, this is a type and a shadow of the David man-childs who are throughout the world expectation of being heavenly. After their spiritual death to self, there will be a resurrection to the throne. Revelation 12 and 5 says, "And she was delivered of a man-child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and unto his throne." So there was a death, burial, and a resurrection to the throne. In other words, the dominion over God's people and the world. Colossians 3 and 2 says, "Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth." Many are going to miss being in the man-child company. And they're going to miss being in the bride company. And it's because they wouldn't set their mind on heavenly things. This was not what was important to them. And he explains this. He says, "For you died, and your life is hid with Christ in God." See, this happened at the time of Jesus. Jesus was crucified, and we were crucified in him, and we were resurrected in him, the Bible says. Here, verse 4. "When Christ, who is our life, shall be manifested," that means made apparent, "then shall you also with him be manifested in glory." And that's the glory of God. You study and you dig in the Word of God, set your mind on heavenly things for the purpose of growing up in him to come into his image. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18 that we all, with an unveiled face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed into that same image from glory to glory, as from the Lord the Spirit. You see, our purpose on earth is to come into the image of Christ and to receive it as yours ahead of time, because that's how faith works. Faith is believing you have received, right? So it was done in skin tones, this David Eales looking upward on the Time magazine cover. It was done in skin tones with red, white, and blue mixed in. Well, my thought is that those who truly love their country will lose their old life to gain their Christ life. Because what the world needs is not you and me. It needs Christ in us to come forth in power. Notice when Jesus came to his people in his day, there was a great lack, a great need. There were many sick people, demon-possessed people, needy people. And what was he? He was a provision to them, just like the people of God today can be. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out demons. He multiplied the food, etc. And Eve said, she said, "This reminds me of my dream of our corner of Zion coming down from heaven on top of the 12 dead panthers with the white paws, and a voice telling me, as a type of the bride, I was now promoted to be president of the United States." The bride is promoted to be president of the United States? Yes, because our prayers are what guides the nation and casts off this deep state thing and so on. The bride's prayers. And who is the head of the bride? Well, who was the head of Jerusalem, which John was told was the bride? It was David. David representing the man-child. "So I was now promoted to president of the United States after the order of the tribe of Zebulun." Well, the bride body will rule as the Lord has said the overcomers would do. Esther the bride ruled under the direction of Mordecai as a type of the David man-child ministry. As David was the head of Jerusalem, which was called the bride in Revelation, so the man-child David's rule through the body of the bride. And here is the portion of that dream that Eve speaks about. Suddenly a loud voice above and behind me said, "You have been promoted to president," meaning presiding over the United States, "after the order of the tribe of Zebulun." Well, I ask, can a David man-child head, member of the body of the bride, as David was, be president of the United States? Well, let me say, only in regard to his exercising authority for God. Even Jesus, who had authority to speak for the Father, said in John 5:30, "I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." Well, we received his word a few days ago in 6:38. "For I am come down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." We are to do the will of him that sent Jesus. So the Lord is the real president, but he has a body of people that he speaks through, whom he is willing, or excuse me, calling president here. The word "time" was above David's head on the cover. Time is up for the David's crucifixion. Time to go to the throne. Well, amen. The Davids have a job to do. It is to war for God's people, to protect them from the Antichrist faction, etc. David had been revealed to everyone and was going away with Kurt because he had a bigger job to do now. So true. And that is the promotion, anointing of the David man-child children to the throne after their spiritual death to self is accomplished. And this is when I woke up. I remember Missy had a revelation or a word about it being time, quote unquote. And I asked Father for a word by faith at random today, and it really fits this dream he gave me this morning. Esther 10:2-3. "And all his acts of power and might, together with a full account of the greatness of Mordecai." Mordecai means little man or man-child, right? "The greatness of Mordecai," a type of the David man-child company, "whom the king had promoted. Are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Media and Persia? Mordecai, the Jew, was second in rank to King Xerxes, preeminent among the Jews, and held in high esteem by his many fellow Jews, because he worked for the good of his people and spoke up for the welfare of all the Jews." So this will be true of the man-child ministers around the globe. All right, thank you, saints, for joining us today for this revelation. And we pray that every one of you will draw near to God through His Word to be prepared for some great changes in this country. These changes at first are going to look bad, but they're going to get better. So you need to endure to the end to see the great benefit of what is going on, including the revival, including the changes in the country, including the changes in the economy, and so on. So God be with you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.